Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. WorkSafe is investigating the death of a 21-year-old man at a mine site in the Goldfields. Police were called to a site near Kambalda yesterday afternoon. The circumstances surrounding his death are not yet known. Several counter-terrorism raids across New South Wales today have resulted in the arrest of 7 teenage boys. The group is believed to share the same extremist beliefs as the 16-year-old charged over a church stabbing in Sydney last week. The state government is urging the State School Teachers Union to consider the latest offer following yesterday's strike action. Thousands of members took part in a half-day strike as they stepped up calls for better pay and working conditions. Education Minister Tony Butti says the current offer is good.
We are putting what we believe is a very good offer to the union, 11% over 3 years plus additional incentives, plus additional support in the classroom. As the union, as teachers have constantly said, it's not only about money, it's also about supports in the classroom.
The Premier concedes it's a really tough market as another building company collapses. Collier Homes has been placed into liquidation after more than 60 years in operation. Roger Cook says no current constructions have been affected.
We've seen the single biggest disruption to our residential construction market in history. That's as a result of that post-COVID period where you saw supply chains and workforce availability significantly constrained. And that's had a big impact in terms of the way that whole industry is operating.
To sport, the AFL will not weigh into the Harley Balick matter. The father of the former Fremantle and Melbourne player has hit out at the league for keeping his drug addiction secret. Balick died 2 years ago at the age of 25. Dockers coach Justin Longmuir says the medical model needs an overhaul.
I sympathise with Harley's dad. I can only imagine what he's going through. I know the policy has good intent. Maybe the execution needs improving and well, especially in this situation.